The federal government says it's looking into nearly $9 billion in federal grants and commitments made to Harvard University. The Department of Education, the Department of Health and Human Services, and the U.S. General Services Administration announced a review of Harvard's federal contracts and grants, ensuring the university is in compliance with federal regulations, including its civil rights responsibilities. The review is part of efforts by the Joint Task Force to Combat Anti-Semitism, created by President Trump's executive order, to investigate higher education institutions with alleged civil rights violations after the Hamas terror attack against Israel on October 7, 2023. Harvard is the country's wealthiest college, having more than $53 billion in its endowment as of the last fiscal year. The probe comes after the Anti-Semitism Task Force canceled $400 million in federal funding to Columbia University. The university's acting president stepped down after it announced changes to its policies and procedures, and the Trump administration agreed to restore funding. In January, Harvard University agreed to settle two lawsuits in which Jewish students claimed the university wasn't doing enough to protect them from pro-Palestinian protesters on campus last spring. Harvard's president, Alan Garber, responded to the investigation, saying if the funding is stopped, it will halt life-saving research and imperil important scientific research and innovation. He added that over the past 15 months, the university has worked to address anti-Semitism through training and education. The Anti-Defamation League recently released its campus report cards on anti-Semitism and graded Harvard a C, up from an F in the year 2024, saying the university still needs to make corrections. Those corrections, according to the ADL, are what it calls hostile anti-Zionist student government activity, student groups, and faculty and staff. The Institute for Middle East Understanding says the ADL weaponizes accusations of anti-Semitism because it falsely conflates criticism of Israel and anti-Zionism with anti-Jewish bigotry.